Joining us now, Hall of Fame running back, NFL Network analyst Terrell Davis. Terrell, I'm curious for you, before we get into this workout stuff that you're doing at home, what your at-home setup is. Have you been doing some TV from home? Because we're all just talking about who's got the best bookshelves at this point.
I haven't done a lot, but I'm working on my my background here, making sure it's, I know my wife likes to make sure that it looks good, but I think I did two things already, and I just have a big picture. I think that is who is that guy? I don't know if it's Miles Davis. It's not Miles Davis, but it's a guy blowing like a trumpet or something.
Oh, like Dizzy Gillespie, probably. That's a famous one.
Yeah, it's probably Gillespie. I like that. Yeah. It's a little artwork behind me. That's it.
So Terrell, how would you advise everybody out there who's kind of getting a little stir crazy? Yeah, I mean, we're in day, I can't even tell you, but as we joked on the show, it feels like it's been years since this quarantine and social distancing has gone into place. How's a guy like you who, at the age of 47, looks anything but, you could probably chop 20 years off of that and convince me that's your age, how are you staying fit, staying sane, so to speak, during this crazy time?
Well, first of all, I appreciate the compliment. It's tough because it does feel like it's been months. You know, we've been cooped up, and it just seems like it has been a very long time. But I try to stick to a routine, things that I've been doing before. You know, I was used to getting up at, you know, it varies sometimes between 5 and 6 o'clock, and I go to the gym and try to get the workout in before the day starts. And that just helps to reset the mind. It releases stress, you know, get the endorphins going, just kind of, you know, get the mind and the blood flowing. And I kind of stick to that routine. You know, I don't have weights in my house. I don't have a lot of gym equipment. So I just found a way to use my weight, whether it's doing push-ups, putting your foot or putting your feet up on a couch or something elevated. You can do push-ups like that. You know, where it's kind of an incline push-up or just regular push-ups where you're doing push-ups and you're kind of powering yourself off the ground and clapping your hands while you're doing the push-up. I have some bands. So you can use bands. The bands are really good for everything, for, you know, lower body workout, your chest, your shoulders, anything. You can just put them in a dorm and you can find creative ways to lift weights. And, you know, whether it's a couple of bottles of water, the big gallon of water, or your kids, you can take your kids.
I've seen dogs. I've seen a lot of dogs get involved.
Yeah, you can be creative. So, I mean, the bottom line is the thing I try to tell people is just, I don't care what you pick, whatever activity you pick, just pick something, do something, and stick to it. You know, I don't care what kind of routine it is. If you pick something and then you can make adjustments later, you're going to see the results. And that's what I just try to tell people.
Terrell Davis with us here, Hall of Fame running back, NFL Network analyst. Yeah, I've been doing my 4 workouts a week via online with Zoom, where the teacher's doing it live, and it's a little harder to slack when you're trying to keep up along
exactly.
with it. But I do think it makes such a big difference in your mentality. There's something about, even if we're able to go walk around the neighborhood and do what else, there's something about feeling almost stuck at home because of the shelter-in-place rule that mentally can affect us. And getting your body moving, feeling yourself sweat, and not just sitting all day is such a big part of it. Have you been talking to other teammates or athletes that are so used to moving about, you know, how important it is to try to find ways to do that at home?
Yeah, you know, my friends and I, we text each other or call or FaceTime or whatever it is. And, you know, we do talk about how, it's, you know, we try to do a community thing, whether it's at 5 o'clock, you might get a little happy hour together, but we get on the phone and, you know, everybody cups up and we're just trying to have a little social hour. But I find that, you know, I started putting puzzles together. Obviously, the Netflix, all the streaming services. Yeah. Did you see that? What's it called? The Lion King?
Tiger King. You got to get on.
I'm deep into Tiger King. It's a lot.
I finished Tiger King yesterday. It was interesting. So now it's a chance to binge watch and find out all the shows that I wouldn't watch because I was so afraid that I'd get so hooked. Last series I saw, it caught me. I was so deep in it, and it was a Breaking Bad. that it just consumed my entire life, and I was like, I cannot afford to get into another one of these. So I didn't do any of those. So now I took a chance to get back and doing those. You know, I think here's the silver lining is, you know, we're here and my kids are here, and it's like I'm trying to just think about all the time that I travel, and I'm not around my kids a lot, and you know, and now I get a chance to be around them. I mean, maybe a little too much. I'm trying to savor the moment that I'm here with them. That's kind of the silver lining that we're all kind of stuck at home. You know, spend time with your family and loved ones.
Well, let's talk about the league that you starred in for so long, and now you cover and do a great job on the other side of it as an analyst. And the timeline that the NFL, with the luxury of where their season lies, has not been impacted the way these other professional leagues have, and they've kind of steadfastly remained, for the most part, on schedule with most of the things. Obviously, Goodell made the announcement to shut down facilities officially today, come day's end. But they're going to move forward with the draft. The free agency has gone on. What's your take on this? Is, you know, a lot of GMs are hoping to halt the NFL draft for a competitive imbalance and just a belief that they can't do the due diligence. Where do you think this thing's going, and what do you think the proper option is?
I think you have to delay it. It's almost impossible to ask these teams to proceed as usual, where you've got to do physicals with, you know, those free agents, some of these draft prospects. You got to bring them into the facility. You got to get the physical. You got to be able to see them, and you're asking people to sort of make decisions and draft these players without having 100%. You know, you're doing your due diligence, and that's just you're asking. These are million-dollar investments that these teams have to make, and they're not able to do everything they need to do. It's been crazy, as everybody knows. You know, you go through. We had the free agency period that started in early March, and so that was kind of interesting. Where you have people who are signing with clubs, they couldn't, you know, physically go to the club, and of course Brady being the biggest name, that was the one that was, you know, just saw or at least just heard his phone conference, and he wasn't at the facility to be able to announce that. So I understand that they have a lot to do. It's going to be tough. And I think you can back it up a little bit. And I know the NFL doesn't want to start pushing their dates back from the, you know, obviously free agency to draft, and then the draft goes into, you know, OTAs and everything else. But they've got to be mindful that this thing is bigger than everybody right now. And when you got leads floating up in mid-season, and they can't continue for the rest of the year, I'm sure pushing the draft back so that these teams can have proper time to evaluate the talent shouldn't be an issue.
We're talking to Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis, NFL Network analyst as well, on the Shell Penzel performance line here on Spain and Company. I'm also curious what advice you might give to the running backs in the draft, assuming the draft does end up going off eventually. With the way the running back position seems to be changing in terms of contracts, when they should really aim for that big deal and how to approach that now that things have changed?
I would say change position.
Wow, okay.
No. Because, I mean, it's been, I'm looking at the landscape for running backs, and you saw Todd Gurley at least. I mean, not even when he got the new deal in 2018, he played 2018 with it, 2019, then he got released. You see Lev Bell, held out, came back, didn't have his best season. You look at David Johnson, who got traded from the Cardinals to the Texans, and he had the all-pro season and then just wasn't the same guy. So you have to look at this not from a running back standpoint, but from who's paying the running backs and who's looking at that position. And the sentiment out there is that teams are now looking at that position. We don't want to invest a lot of money into that star running back. You know, we'll have a guy in the draft, first rounder. We can put a fifth-year option on that player. So now we have a running back in his prime for 5 years. And if we want to, we can then franchise tag him again for that sixth year. And typically, when you talk about that 6 years, that is six of the youngest, you know, the most productive years that you'll get out of a back. Now, there's some guys who buck that trend. We've seen that. But I think it's the overall attitude toward the position that I don't think is going to change anytime soon, unless we get guys like, say, Saquon Barkley coming out, you know, when he's eligible for a big deal, or you get Christian McCaffrey, who gets a big deal, and then they prove and they show that, you know, like maybe Derrick Henry, I know he's got the tag, but if he does a big or a long-term deal, if Derrick Henry shows people that you can invest that money in the back, and you can get the, you know, get the rewards for it, because that's the only way that it happens. You know, people, they look at them and they say, well, we've seen this before, and we're not going to do it. So my advice to a, you know, a running back is, I mean, listen, obviously, be the best you can be. You know, try to, you know, you can't tell somebody to pace yourself, because that's not the way the game works. I can't say, you know, hey, man, the first 4 years, you just need to give them just enough, and then,
right,
you know, leave some in the tank. It doesn't work that way. I mean, go give it your all, and hopefully you can find a team that believes in you and that trusts that you'll stay healthy. Because the question mark is not about the talent. It's about the health of the back when he's played that level. So
yeah. Yeah, that timing.
It's a tough place to be.
The timing is so tough. Yeah. Before we let you go, I want to quickly ask you, we're kind of running out of time, but I know so many people are trying to help during this time. I understand you're doing something with your sports beverage.
Yeah, we are. You know, we're in the midst of donating our inventory to our first responders, working overtime to ensure, you know, necessary services remain, you know, that helps keep things moving in this country. You know, that's the grocery store, the C-store staff, the professionals, police and fire departments and so forth. And so we want to donate our inventory to help, you know, help people stay on, you know, just kind of, you know, stay driving, right? Because, I mean, our product is 10% coconut oil, electrolytes, vitamins. And so we know that it aids recovery and hydration and health benefits. So if we can get that out there and to help people, that's what we want to do. We're actually donating $175,000 worth of product to Feeding America alone.
Wow, that's also fantastic.
With veterans. Yeah, veterans and Feeding America food banks in an effort to provide resources for those people.
That's
so if anybody's
great
out there that needs some of our drinks and our products, just go to go to defy@rlmpr.com. For more information on donations or to submit a request, go to defy@rlmpr.com. And we're just trying to do what we can do in this time of crisis.
That's fantastic. So glad that you're doing that, and so glad you had a chance to talk with us. Keep up the ab workouts at home and the push-ups and everything else.
I appreciate it. You guys stay safe.